This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass wedding hustlers. Let's ditch the fairy tale bullshit and get real for a minute. We're diving deep into how to make that money, honey, all year round, because fuck that feast or famine wedding season roller coaster. You deserve more than living on ramen noodles just because some asshole decided June was the only month to get hitched.
Damn straight. And that's why we're dissecting this gem, wedding vendor cash flow. Diversify and thrive. It's written by a seasoned wedding photographer who built a freaking empire by ignoring the traditional bullshit. This is your blueprint to ditching the financial drama and building a business that's as badass and profitable as you are.
This author doesn't sugarcoat shit. They call out the industry's ridiculous norms and give you the no bullshit strategies to actually make bank.
Exactly. Their first target. The whole idea that you should only focus on weddings, they call it secondary revenue streams, and it's about using your killer wedding skills to tap into other markets.
It's like taking your wedding talents on a side hustle and watching the cash flow in even when those I do's dry up.
Right. The author's company, Epoch Company, actually put this into practice with Epoch X. It's a separate brand offering family portraits, senior pics, headshots, even real estate photography, all for a flat fee of $199. Same quality work, different market genius.
Smart as hell. It's like taking that perfectly filtered Instagram aesthetic and applying it to, well, everything. What about our DJ friends? What side hustles can they spin into gold?
Think corporate events, holiday parties company, retreats, basically any gig where people want to get their groove on. These events don't give a damn about wedding season, so they're perfect for filling those financial gaps. The author even talks about a DJ who scored a $1,000 gig playing a New Year's Eve bash for a tech company. Not bad for one night's work.
Damn straight. Who wouldn't want to ring in the new year with a fat stack of cash? Now let's talk about the masterminds behind the scenes, our amazing wedding planners. What can they do when they're not wrangling bridezillas?
Planners, you can ditch the wedding chaos and dive into the world of corporate events, milestone parties, anything that needs organization, and frankly, a little bit of your magic touch. The author even mentions a planner who booked a $2,000 anniversary gig in January. Less stress, more tequila. Sounds like a damn good time to me.
Hell yeah. Now what about our floral geniuses? What do they do when the wedding bouquets fade? Surely those creative minds can bloom in other areas too, right?
Absolutely. Think seasonal decor for businesses, fresh blooms for hotels and cafes, even sprucing up those stuffy real estate open houses. The author highlights a florist who landed a weekly gig providing flowers to a cafe for just $50. Small but steady income, my friend.
It all comes back to thinking beyond the wedding bubble and applying those mad skills to other markets. We're talking about building a year-round empire, baby.
Exactly. Weddings are just the beginning. It's time to diversify and dominate. But secondary revenue streams are just the tip of the iceberg. Get ready for this next mind-blowing strategy. Retainer.
Retainers? Like the things lawyers use to milk their clients dry. How the hell does that apply to the wedding world?
Hold on to your hats, because this is where things get interesting. Retainers, my friend, are your secret weapon against the financial roller coaster.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Break it down for us. How do retainers actually work for wedding vendors?
Think of it as a guaranteed paycheck, even when those wedding bookings are slower than a drunk bridesmaid trying to walk in heels. It's consistent income, baby, and it takes the stress out of those seasonal slumps.
All right, I'm listening. Give us some real-world examples of how different vendors can make this retainer magic happen.
Let's start with photographers and videographers. They can offer monthly content packages to those vendors who are clueless about social media. You know, the ones still posting blurry iPhone pics like it's 2005? For a fixed monthly fee, they get professional photos and videos to use on their websites and social media channels.
Damn, that's genius. So many vendors struggle with creating decent content. So this is like offering a lifeline. What other retainer gold can you share?
Planners, you can become a planning coach for those panicked couples drowning in to-do lists and guest lists. Offer monthly Zoom calls, checklists, and handholding, all for a fixed monthly fee. Or you could mentor rookie planners who are still figuring out the ropes.
That's basically getting paid to be the wedding whisperer. Love it. What about DJs? Can they get in on this retainer action too?
Absolutely. DJs can secure monthly hosting gigs at venues, bars, or even corporate lobbies. Think chill vibes, happy hour sets, that kind of thing.
Okay, I'm picturing myself sipping a martini in a swanky hotel lobby while a DJ spins some smooth tunes. Sign me up. What about our floral gurus? How do they get in on this retainer game?
Florists, you can offer subscription blooms to businesses. Think weekly deliveries of fresh flowers to hotels, restaurants, or even that snooty boutique down the street. It's a small touch that makes a big impact, and it brings in consistent cash flow.
So basically, we're trading those one-time wedding gigs for a steady stream of income. Sounds like a damn good deal to me. But how do we actually make this happen? Do we just walk up to a business and be like, yo, give me a retainer?
Not quite. The author lays it all out in the book. Pick a service pitch, a year-long deal with a discount for upfront payment, and be crystal clear about what's included. It's all about providing value and making it a no-brainer for the client.
The author even admits that their retainers basically pay for their bar tab. That's the kind of financial stability we're talking about.
Exactly. Retainers are like having a safety net for your income so you can focus on growing your business without stressing about those seasonal dips.
All right, so we've covered diversifying and retainers, two badass strategies for boosting our income. What's the third piece of this money-making puzzle?
Get ready to have your mind blown because it's time to talk about passive income.
Passive income.
That sounds like my kind of hustle. Minimum effort, maximum reward. Tell me everything.
It's like planting a money tree and then getting drunk on a beach while it grows. Work once, get paid repeatedly, it's the dream, right?
Okay, I'm sold. But how the hell do wedding vendors actually create these passive income streams? It sounds too good to be true. It's not magic, babe. It's strategy. And this book breaks down a ton of different approaches. One of the biggest gold mines is digital products.
Digital products. So we're talking like online courses, templates, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Think about it. You've already got the skills and knowledge that other people are dying to learn. Package that shit up into a digital product and sell it online. Photographers, you can create and sell. Lightroom presets, those magical filters that make your photos pop. People will pay top dollar for that kind of insider knowledge.
Right. Who wouldn't want their photos to look like they were shot by a pro?
Yeah.
What about planners? What kind of digital magic can they conjure up?
Planners, you're organized AF and you know all the wedding secrets. You can create and sell checklists, budget templates, vendor lists, hell, even design mock-ups and mood boards. And if you're feeling really ambitious, create an online course teaching couples how to plan their dream wedding without losing their damn minds.
I'm already picturing those passive income checks rolling in. What about our DJ friends? How can they spin their skills into digital gold?
DJs, you're the masters of music. Create curated Spotify playlists for every wedding vibe imaginable. Chill, cocktail hour, romantic, first dance, get the party started reception. Package them up and sell them online. You can even offer sample packs of your signature sounds for other DJs, or create pre-recorded mixes for specific events like corporate shindig.
Okay, I'm already feeling financially fabulous. What about our floral rock stars? What passive income gems can they cultivate?
Florists, you can create DIY centerpiece guides, flower arranging tutorials, or even online courses on floral design. Partner with a local farm and offer subscription boxes filled with seasonal blooms and arranging kits. People are obsessed with flowers, capitalize on that, and watch the cash bloom.
This is blowing my mind. There are so many damn ways to make money in this industry beyond just those one-time gigs.
Exactly. Passive income is all about working smarter, not harder. But digital products aren't the only game in town.
Let's talk about affiliate marketing.
Affiliate marketing. Now, that sounds kind of shady. It's not shady, honey. It's brilliant. Basically, you recommend products or services that you love and use in your business, and when someone buys through your unique link, you get a commission. It's like getting paid to be a tastemaker.
Okay, so I could write a blog post about my favorite camera gear and include affiliate links, and if someone buys that gear through my link, I get a cut of the sale.
Exactly. And it's not just limited to products. You can be an affiliate for anything, courses, software, even other vendor services. It's all about leveraging your influence and getting paid for your recommendations.
Okay. Now that's what I call a win-win. So we've got digital products, affiliate marketing, but the author also talks about this whole future-proofing thing. What the hell does that even mean? Do we need to hire a psychic or something?
No need for a crystal ball, babe. Just a willingness to adapt and stay ahead of the game. Future-proofing is all about anticipating change and making sure your business can roll with the punches.
The wedding industry is notorious for being trendy, AF. So how do we stay ahead of the curve when trends change faster than a bride's mind about floral arrangements?
It's all about being a sponge. Absorb everything you can read, industry blogs, attend workshops and conferences, stalk the hell out of your competitors. Be the first to know about new trends, technologies, and marketing strategies. And don't be afraid to experiment, even if it means breaking a few damn traditions.
Right. The wedding industry is ripe for disruption. So how do we actually put this future-proofing thing into practice? Give us the goods.
First, diversify those income streams, like we talked about. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, babe. Second, invest in your education. Never stop learning, growing, and refining your skills. And finally, embrace technology. Use it to streamline your workflow, reach new clients, and create a kick-ass online presence.
Okay, so it's all about being adaptable, tech-savvy, and never letting those learning curves flatten us. I'm ready to future-proof the shit out of my business.
That's the spirit. Remember, the wedding industry is a marathon, not a sprint. The vendors who succeed are the ones who are willing to hustle, adapt, and constantly evolve.
All right, we've covered diversifying retainers, passive income, and future-proofing. That's a whole lot of badassery.
But there's one more crucial piece of the financial puzzle that we need to address. Pricing.
Pricing. The dreaded P word.
It's not as scary as it sounds, honey. Pricing is your superpower. It's how you communicate your value, attract the right clients, and build a damn profitable business. But so many wedding vendors get it wrong.
All right, wedding warriors, let's wrap up this financial beatdown with some final truth bombs from Wedding Vendor Cash Flow. Diversify and thrive. We've covered a shit ton of strategies. But what's the one takeaway that will make the biggest difference in our bank accounts?
Hands down, it's this. Innovate or evaporate. The wedding industry is like a goddamn shark tank. If you're not constantly evolving, you're going to get eaten alive.
Damn straight. Clinging to the, that's how we've always done it. Bullshit is a one-way ticket to financial failure.
Yeah.
We got to stay ahead of the trends, anticipate what those crazy couples want, and be ready to shake things up.
Think about it. Social media has completely transformed the wedding industry. Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. These platforms didn't even exist a few years ago, and now they're the holy grail of marketing. Who knows what the next game changer will be? But the vendors who are paying attention, experimenting, and adapting will be the ones laughing all the way to the bank.
So it's all about being agile,
yeah,
curious, and maybe a little bit reckless.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to break the mold, challenge traditions, and try something new. Innovation doesn't have to be some big dramatic overhaul. It can be as simple as tweaking your pricing, adding a new service package, or finding a creative way to market yourself online. It's about those small, consistent changes that add up to massive results over time.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's not about being perfect or having all the answers. It's about being willing to experiment and learn as you go.
Right. And remember, you don't have to do it all alone. Surround yourself with a tribe of badass vendors who are also pushing boundaries and shaking shit up. Collaborate, share ideas, and support each other's growth.
Damn right. Collaboration over competition, baby. We're all in this together. So any final words of wisdom for our listeners before we unleash them back into the wedding wild?
You are a fucking rock star. You have the talent, the passion, and the hustle to build a thriving business that sets your soul on fire. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Preach. We're not just vendors. We're artists, entrepreneurs, and the heart and soul of this crazy-ass industry. So go out there, make that money, honey, and never stop chasing your dreams.
And if you ever need a reminder of how badass you are, pick up a copy of Wedding Vendor Cash Flow, Diversify and Thrive. This book is your no-bullshit guide to financial freedom and creative domination.
All right, you magnificent bastards, that's a wrap. Until next time, stay fierce, stay creative, and stay ahead of the game.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.